Since January, over 130 cases of whooping cough, or pertussis, have already been reported in Alaska. State epidemiologist Dr. Joe McLaughlin says pertussis tends to follow a cyclical pattern. Every 2 or 3 years, the Pacific Northwest and the rest of the U.S. will experience an uptick in cases.
So we're only in April, and we're already looking at 131 cases. Now, last year was 2012 represented a huge uptick in the number of cases compared to previous years. So our total for 2012 was 355. And so the 2012 epidemic is carrying into 2013 here in Alaska.
Compare those numbers to 2011, when there were only 24 cases, and the year before, when there were only 45. McLaughlin says the highly contagious infection spreads through the respiratory pathway.
What happens is when somebody is acutely ill with pertussis, they're often, sneezing and coughing, and they'll have runny nose, and those respiratory secretions contain the bacteria, the Bordetella pertussis bacteria that causes pertussis.
And when the bacteria gets into your respiratory system, it damages cilia, or the finger-like projections in your upper respiratory tract. That's what causes the initial symptoms of pertussis. He says there are many ways to avoid contracting pertussis. First and foremost, get vaccinated. Number two, wash your hands frequently.
Because, those respiratory secretions can easily be on another person's hand. If you shake their hand, they can be on doorknobs, they can be on tables and chairs, things that we commonly touch. And then if we touch our noses or mouth, they can get into our system that way.
Also, he says it's a good idea to keep an eye on the hygiene of those around you by making sure they're covering their coughs and sneezes.
Usually we recommend coughing or sneezing into an elbow if you've got a sleeved shirt on or a handkerchief or something like that, and as soon as you do, to wash your hands.
He says the best way to prevent pertussis infection is by getting a vaccine. Infants are at the highest risk for hospitalization and death. He also says that over time, immunity to pertussis wanes. So for kids who have had the vaccine as part of their normal list of immunizations, their immunity is high. But doctors have recently seen an increase in pertussis cases in adolescents and adults who have already been vaccinated.
So it could be that in the near future, the CDC and the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practice may decide to go ahead and recommend another booster shot of Tdap vaccine. We're still waiting to see what CDC recommends on that.
McLaughlin says that immunization coverage rates are low in Alaska, and that it's one of the biggest contributors to the high rates of pertussis infection. He says that some people don't get vaccines because they fear risk of serious side effects, but he says the risk is small compared to what could happen if you contract pertussis.
Severe vaccine reactions are exceedingly rare. And the risk of death if your child is unvaccinated is much higher than any risk of a severe vaccine reaction.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ann Bryce.